This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Taiwan. Over these last days and weeks, Taiwan at the center of speculation. For example, the General Secretary of NATO speaking at the beginning of June at the Copenhagen Democracy Summit, Mr. Rasmussen said that the Ukraine crisis disrupted the People's Republic of China's predation plans against Taiwan. Such as a remark, the President of the United States mentioning that the U.S. would defend Taiwan if attacked. This while the President was in Tokyo. Many remarks by officials from the Japanese government that they will defend Taiwan and fight to defend Taiwan. However, since then, there have been several remarks that speak to these matters. For example, the People's Republic of China is claiming that the Taiwan Straits are not international waters, but are in fact the waters of the People's Republic of China, and no one is permitted to pass through there without Chinese permission. For example, the Defense Secretary, Mr. Austin, at the Shangri-La Dialogue, speaking with the Defense Minister of China, heard repeatedly aggressive remarks about how General Wei intends aggression towards Taiwan again and again. And Mr. Austin was there to say that is not acceptable. For example, most recently, a remark by the Speaker of the Parliament in Taiwan suggesting that if China, People's Republic of China, attacks Taiwan, there could be a response. He mentions missiles. This is Mr. Yu Si-kun mentions missiles. And in mentioning those missiles, he adds this quote, Taiwan, of course, would never invade China, nor would Taiwan actively strike Beijing or the Three Gorges Dam. I'll stop there. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, joins me. Gordon, the mention by the Taiwan speaker is a new element here. We've had sharp words exchanged between Washington and Beijing before. Certainly, NATO is always conscious of the effects of the Ukraine crisis on East Asia. But the mention of the Three Gorges Dam, even by saying we would not attack it, did that strike you as unusual rhetoric? Good evening to you, Gordon.
Good evening, John. And yes, of course, it is unusual rhetoric because it is adopting sort of a Chinese tactic of saying we can do something, but of course we wouldn't do it. And so therefore leaving the Chinese at a point where they can't say that Taiwan threatened to do it, but they certainly raised the prospect in everyone's mind.
And Gordon, the remarks by General Wei, the Chinese defense minister, is that unusual? Is that a break of pattern? They've made many threats, the wolf warrior threats against Taiwan. Do you find it significant that he's now echoing those threats?
The Chinese have always made threats at the Singapore Shangri-La Dialogue, which is the premier security conference in Asia. This year, the threats were, I guess, more provocative.
We welcome Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center to help us understand, first, this remark by the Taiwan official about missile strikes against Beijing or Three Gorges Dam that would never happen. Rick, the puzzle here is Taiwan actively seeking, or does Taiwan now have the capability of striking Beijing? Is this fresh information? Good day to you.
Good day, John. No, it is not fresh information. We have known that Taiwan has been developing medium and longer range missiles since the early 2010s, a consequence of China's using missiles against Taiwan in 1995 and 1996. Taiwan does have one missile that reportedly can reach Beijing, the Yunfeng, a unique ramjet-powered long-range supersonic cruise missile. How many of these missiles does Taiwan have is simply not known. Taiwan actually does a better job of concealing its capabilities than does China. But the missiles exist. They're real. We don't know how many they have. They can hit Beijing. They can hit the Three Gorges Dam if they decide to retaliate.
This reminds me of what I believe is called the porcupine strategy. You make yourself a hard target with as a porcupine does, with a lot of pushback. Is that something new for Taiwan, or have they done this before, Rick?
They've been developing ballistic, supersonic cruise missiles and subsonic cruise missiles for the last two decades. The United States was not always encouraging the development of such missiles. And in fact, former Obama administration tried to actively discourage Taiwan from acquiring such missiles. But in as much as China will use thousands of ballistic and cruise missiles to attack Taiwan, it only makes sense that Taiwan has a sufficient number of both ballistic and cruise missiles to deter China. And this is something that the United States should have been actively encouraging 20 years ago, but we didn't. Hopefully, we've come to our senses in that we're encouraging Taiwan to acquire asymmetric military capabilities. And a ballistic missile is definitely an asymmetric capability in the Taiwan Strait conflict context.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, as best you know it, do you think that China has the ability to take down Taiwan's missiles?
If they can find them, Gordon, that is a very high chance. But Taiwan invests not only in fixed site missile launch facilities, but they also invest heavily in mobile missile launchers. Many of these missiles could be put on barges and other civilian ships as well, further complicating Beijing's targeting task.
A puzzle, Rick. We're looking at a conflict zone that is dominated by the ocean. There's Taiwan Straits, and that's much in the news now and again about whether it is or is not open for international traffic. Is the Taiwan Straits a place where Taiwan has missiles capable of striking an invasion fleet? It's often been a fact that I've been given, and I ask again, that Taiwan only has a limited area where you can land an assault force, and that assault force would be very vulnerable to counterattack from the mainland. Does Taiwan have anti-ship missiles?
Yes, they do, John. But the task for Taiwan could potentially be too great. In my estimation, the Chinese are going to use thousands, many thousands of very large barges that ply the Yangtze River. The Taiwanese are going to have enough missiles to sink 1, 2, or 3,000 of these barges just to convince the Chinese that the invasion will fail and hopefully they'll turn around. But the Taiwanese do not have thousands of anti-ship cruise missiles. And this is something that the United States should be very focused on right now. How do we help Taiwan to get 1,000 anti-ship cruise missiles?
Gordon, you have a question.
Rick, as best as you can tell, and I know this is difficult to answer, but as best as you can tell, do you think Beijing is deterred by Taiwan's ability to strike Beijing, the Three Gorges Dam, and other targets?
At a certain level, no, Gordon. The campaign of intimidation is only going to become larger and bolder, and I expect that the Chinese will start shooting down, killing Taiwanese pilots, American pilots, Australian pilots in the South China Sea. But are they deterred from actually starting a real war? Well, that will depend upon the number of Taiwanese missiles. And this is where the Americans need to be undertaking an armament campaign for Taiwan that approaches what we've been doing for the Ukraine.
The situation right now, the threats, repeated threats, is this a change of weather, Rick? For example, that China's was disrupted by Ukraine. Do you measure that there was a pace that would have led to an invasion plan without Ukraine?
There very well could have been, John. The timeline for an invasion by many, according to estimates of several analysts, is getting closer. And this could have led to a timeline to initiate other wars. You take care of Taiwan, the Chinese would immediately move to investing in reviving the Falklands War. We're in a very dangerous period now.
Gordon, final question. We have a couple, about a minute.
Rick, we focus on Taiwan, but there is increasing chatter that China is going to intensify its campaign against India in Ladakh. What do you make of those rumors?
Well, they've struck India on multiple occasions in the last 50 years. I believe, Gordon, they will do it again. If they have a point of local superiority where they think they can get away with killing more Indians to make a point to intimidate India, they will do it.
Rick Fisher of the International Assessment and Strategy Center, NATO Secretary General Anders Rasmussen, concerned about Ukraine and Taiwan at the same time. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, writing at Gatestone, Newsweek, and The Hill. I'm John Batch.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.